You're listening to The Naked Scientists, and still to come, we find out the science behind how the wheel works. And it's not as simple as it being round. Ben and Dave have been testing out three cardboard cars. One has no wheels, one has wheels with a small axle, and the other has wheels with an enormous axle. And we'll find out which of those is going to roll down the shallowest slopes. We'll find out in a few minutes. But first, it's time to invite Diana O'Carroll back into the studio for our question of the week. Hello, Diana.
Hello. This week, we've got a planetary problem.
Hello, naked scientists. My name is Christophe Boutillier from Utrecht in the Netherlands. My question is, do we and objects weigh less at night time? I could imagine that the additional gravitational upward pull of the sun during daytime will work to a certain degree against the downward pull of the Earth.
So how can celestial bodies affect your body?
My name is Mark McCorcoran. I'm a professor of astrophysics at the University of Exeter. Your questioners asked the question specifically whether the moon and the sun, the positions of them in the sky, make us weigh more or less, and they do a little bit. Typically, the overall variation due to the positions of the sun and the moon might be as small as about 10 or 15 milligrams, which is less than an aspirin, so it really isn't going to make much difference. You certainly won't feel that difference in weight. It's somewhat complicated. People have written in suggesting, well, the moon can pull to one side depending on where it is, and of course the moon isn't always out at night. It's out in the daytime just as much as it's out at night, but people don't tend to look. So there's a little effect there, but there are much bigger effects at work. The one that people haven't written about, which is actually quite important for most people, and it has to do with atmospheric pressure. The atmospheric pressure will change from day to day. People know about highs and lows. And a typical change during a night as a high-pressure zone moves into a low-pressure zone might actually change the weight of a person by as much as 6 grams. So not 10 or 15 milligrams, but 6 grams, which is the weight of a pencil, for example. And that's all to do with the buoyancy of the air when the pressure goes up. But the biggest way of losing weight, if you really want to lose weight quickly, is to move a location, move to somewhere nearer the equator, where the centrifugal force, or more correctly, the centripetal acceleration of the Earth, reduces your weight because the Earth is spinning, and at the equator it's spinning the fastest, and also going to a higher altitude. And you can lose as much as 300 or 400 grams that way, about 0.5% of your body weight. So if you really want to lose weight astronomically, then move to Mexico City, near the equator and at high altitude. On the other hand, it's probably not the best place to go to at the moment.
So the pull of the moon could counteract the gravity of the Earth and make you a little lighter, relative to the Earth, that is. But it's factors like atmospheric pressure which can really make you lighter or heavier. A UK 10 pence piece weighs just over 6 grams, so imagine all that extra money you could carry around with you on a low-pressure day.
And on our forum, RD said the best time to attend a Weight Watchers meeting would be during a solar eclipse. And Jay Patricelli added that during the night, the sun can pull the Earth away from you ever so slightly, making you just a little bit lighter.
And from lightning now to lightening the load and flying it is next week's question.
Hello, I'm Dave from Essex, and this is my question. Can you do aircraft manoeuvres like a loop-the-loop or a barrel roll in Airbus A380s and Boeing 747s.
So what moves do you think you would be pulling in a passenger jet? Let us know what you think via email, and that's chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can use the forum of discussion and answers, and that's at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Thank you very much. Diana O'Carroll with this week's Question of the Week. It's a standalone podcast in its own right. You can find it on iTunes, The Naked Scientists Question of the Week.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.